Opening night at the Repertory Theater of St. Louis is always a delight. The energy is high and the audience filled with St. Louis theater people. And delightful certainly describes the opening night of John Drury's adaptation of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. Not only because the direction is strong, the ensemble equally polished, and the technical aspects gorgeous, but also because there are a number of St. Louis actors on stage, which added to the celebratory atmosphere. In fact, most of the cast was making their debut on the Rep stage, and the whole theater was infused with fresh anticipation. The cast is a strong ensemble, but there were several performances that bear spotlighting. Nancy Lemeniger and Amelia McLean lead the ensemble as the Dashwood sisters, Eleanor and Marianne, one sense and the other sensibility, or the romanticism that was becoming fashionable in poetry and literature at the turn of that century. Lemeniger is particularly strong in a scene with Colonel Brandon, Alex Padulki, when she discovers her sister's beau Willoughby has a tendency toward deceit. Charles Andrew Callahan plays Willoughby with passion and rakish appeal. Lemeniger and Padulki are earnest in the scene, and the audience, as well as Eleanor, warm considerably to the Colonel's rather reserved personality. McLean's Marianne travels a credible path from flighty chit to a woman of sense and substance. Also excellent are Nicole Orth Pallavicini as the gossipy Yenta Mrs. Jennings and V. Craig Heidenreich as the jovial Sir John Middleton. Heidenreich also plays the Doctor, and his characters were distinctive, but I enjoyed Sir John's boisterous sincerity. A technical aspect of the play that was handled by the actors was the scene changes. As soon as a scene finished, actors emerged from all entrances, swirled set pieces to a new position, and exited with a rapidity that must leave them exhausted, but kept the pacing energetic. It was orchestrated beautifully, with the added benefit of not having to hit the gym for the run of the show. I also enjoyed Drury's use of the entire theater for the scenes, which added an extra layer of lightness and pleasure. Period pieces at the Rep always evoke visions of elaborate sets and gorgeous costumes, and indeed Patricia McGordy's Edwardian costumes are lovely. But I was surprised to see the ultra-modern set by Tom Birch, a door frame, an ornamental hanging molding, and a large moon/sun/moon hanging in front of the psych wall. But the genius of the concept is immediately apparent when you realize the set has to serve multiple scenes in myriad locations, often in rapid-fire succession. And it gives lighting designer Angie Wrightson the opportunity to sculpt the stage with delicious, glorious light. I especially delighted in the effect that caused the clouds to scuttle across the sky, just the way you might imagine on a sunny English country afternoon. Miss Wrightson's design is enchanting. One of the questions I always ask is why this play now and here? One might argue that our country has a love affair with most things British, Jane Austen, Downton Abbey, and the lyrical accents being only a few bits and pieces. But I saw themes that are as equally current in our time as they were in Austen's. There's a preoccupation with money and the marrying of it that still rings true, although we no longer consider working for a living to be beneath us, as gentlemen did in that time, and certainly women who worked belonged only to the lower classes. Another theme from which we are not evolving fast enough for my taste is chicks dig jerks. Yes, maybe Willoughby really loves Marianne, but in the end he chooses money over love, and Marianne requires heartbreak and near death to appreciate the resolute and constant love of Colonel Brandon. Sense and Sensibility continues at the Loretto Hilton through March 3rd. I'm Donna Peroni.